Pope Francis once wrote that we need to help young people discover the dignity and beauty of marriage. In today's culture, marriage is seen as some sort of commodity. In Las Vegas alone, they offer many choices and alternatives. As a matter of fact, they say there is no hold bar, no limit, and no exception. For example, they can tie the knot in a helicopter, or Elvis Presley can officiate their wedding ceremony. They say that they will make young people's dream come true. No preparation needed. They will provide everything from gowns and tuxedos to the decoration of the place and even the witnesses to their marriages or their marriage. It is sad, but it's the reality. This is the reason why Pope Francis wrote that it will require a great effort to prepare couples for marriage. Engaged couples are most often more excited to talk about the details of the wedding. That is, the invitation, the party, the clothes, and other details, rather than knowing the theology behind marriage and to appreciate the meaning of the liturgical celebration. However, we cannot blame them, because this is what the society calls for. It is no longer that love takes precedence in everything or over everything. But everyone is preoccupied and looking forward to a grand celebration. This most likely the wisdom behind Pope Francis recommended the involvement of the entire community in preparing the engaged couples for marriage. Thus, it is highly recommended to discuss with engaged couples what should they expect from marriage, what they understand by love and commitment, what they want from marriage, and lastly, what kind of life they would like to build out of marriage. In the beginning of time, as we heard in the first reading, God created male and female together to marry and to become one body in marriage. In marriage, a man and a woman equal in human dignity enter into a fully personal union, self-giving, a unification wherein they become one flesh. Marriage is a promise, a lasting covenant, a pledge of loyalty, service, and obedience. It is a covenantal love that is to remain faithful to each other, to provide assistance for the growth of each other, and to respect one another like the fidelity of God to His creation, His fatherly love. It is a sacrament instituted by Christ Jesus. Christ Jesus is the head and the church is the body, united as one. It foreshadows the sacrament of Christ and His church, the wedding feast of the Lamb, who is Christ, and His bride, who is the church. The Christian life bears mark of the spousal love of Christ and the church. Christian marriage in its turn becomes an efficacious visible of that spousal love. The sacrament of the covenant of Christ in the church. Marriage is modeled after it, wherein the husband is the head and the wife is the body, subordinate to the head. But it is not that the husband is supreme to his wife or a master of his wife. No, Christ didn't come to be a master of his church, but he came to serve and not to be served. Likewise, the husband must lovingly serve his wife. Spouses mutually give and are mutually subordinate and mutually obedient, totally available and responsive to one another. It is a personal unity, living together for the good of each other. Thus the two, husband and wife, become one, complementing one another, the unity in Christian marriage. This is what marriage means. It is a solemn, naturally ordered union of a man and a woman, of two persons who complement each other, so that the two may become one flesh. It is also solemn because it is holy and sacred. It is naturally ordered between a man and a woman because it is planned to generate new life and openness to having children. It is a union because it is covenantal, a promise of forever, promising that both are freely and wholeheartedly entering into marriage without coercion, without force. Promising that both will love, be faithful, and honor each other for as long as both shall live. Promising that both are prepared to accept children lovingly from God and to bring them up according to the law of Christ and His church. Marriage takes love and trust to make the promises true and lasting. But most of all, trusting God with His blessings, He will make the marriage stronger and sacredly sealed. The Holy Spirit, the working of the Holy Spirit, He is the principle of communion. To draw together the followers of Christ Jesus into one ecclesial body of Christ. Likewise, drawing the bride and the groom together in unity and maintaining harmonious balance between them, not by joint self-centeredness, but by still protecting and fostering the uniqueness of each other, respecting each distinctive quality, gifts, and identity. This unity may therefore encourage the married couple to entrust each other's heart to one another, reminding them of their equality, together living in the life of grace, respect and honoring each other, cherishing and loving one another like Christ for His church. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, the celebration of the sacrament of matrimony is not just an ordinary wedding feast. It is not only about the gown, the entourage, the party, but we see how the works of the divine persons of the Most Holy Trinity, the one God, manifests to make marriage elevated beyond the works of the human hands. A true sacrament of faithfulness, of mercy, and a true sacrament of love.